The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Rock Hill, South Carolina. Beautiful morning.
We were here at 8, but we weren't on the air. Doing our little planning session for the show.
No, we just...
Well, like I say, I want people to think we actually planned that on the air, but that's what we were doing. I want people to think we planned this thing out, so...
You know,
we have a little chit chat on the back door back there, mostly talking about high school football.
Yeah, and,
what's going on? Anything new?
Why did Northwestern win by last night?
48-7
And you said Rock Hill won.
Yeah, they beat Lancaster last night.
32-23 I memorized that score.
Yeah,
and South Point.
South Point.
50-0 or.
63-0
63-0
Okay. They had played a new high school in Charlotte, so.
There must be a bunch of them up there, though, like I
said. Maybe they paid them like these. Maybe they paid them like these colleges do when they go play.
You know, they got all that NIL money up in Charlotte.
Well, Western, my alma mater, played the NC State again. They did every year.
Actually, they played them pretty good.
They almost. They had a four-point lead in the third quarter for the division.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That purple up there.
Yeah, but they got a coach finally, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have one for a long time. People would come in today and move out tomorrow.
True. Those smaller schools, that's just what happens. People are working their way up.
And Cullowhees
are working their way down.
Out in the middle of nowhere. So
that's beautiful there today.
It is a beautiful country.
Let's talk about the weather, man. This is for about the 10th year in a row, we're looking at a dry September already. We got that one rain that was really good, and now they're calling for a 30% chance of rain next Friday, and that's really not much. And
today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And next Friday.
The temperatures are hovering. Love the temperatures, don't get me wrong.
The day's 70s is not supposed to be a good idea.
Yeah, it's going to be like under 80 and lows in the low 60s all week, really.
Yeah, next week's under 85, nothing over that.
Yeah, I love that part of it. I just wish we'd have some rain because we all know what it's time for in the landscape industry. It's time to seed your yard. If you have a fescue lawn, it's time to renovate.
Well, you
can aerate it, thatch it.
You can seed it, but if it don't rain, it won't come up.
Well, if you have irrigation, that's one thing. So if you have irrigation, go ahead and pull the trigger. If you don't, I'd wait probably to later in September to put the seed down to get some help.
I didn't realize it had been that dry. I guess I
have. Yeah, it actually is. I mean, it's.
I haven't really paid close attention.
You know, a lot of it has to do with humidity. Humidity's sucked out of the air and it's sucked the water out of the air, basically, and now you just it appears to be very dry, which it's not drought conditions or anything, it's just dry.
I get these people talk about drought.
Well, we had a lot of rain in July, which was unusual, very unusual.
They have no clue how droughts even figure. It is a very complex formula.
Yeah.
I stayed involved in that big time back when they passed.
I remember you talking about all that. But
well, it's like anything else the government does. It's not that hard to get into it, but it's real hard to get back out of it. It takes 3 indicators to get you in, but it takes 4 to get you back out.
Yeah.
And that's on purpose.
Sounds like gas prices.
They got to justify a job.
Keep it up higher.
Well, I think things... I don't know. I was listening to some guy last night. I don't even know who he was. He's determined that by December we're going to be in a recession.
And then
we're not close to a recession. These people.
I thought we'd been in one for about a year.
No.
I hadn't heard it. Simple numbers. But
well, it all goes back to 2020 when it shut down the entire economy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nobody was going anywhere.
You can't just crank that thing right back up.
You never done that before. Yeah. You don't. They're trying to use old formulas. The new problem that is not working. I mean,
inventory was low. They're running out of inventory. Weird things people didn't make, and they're just like,
well,
they put a screeching halt to.
They shut the plant down.
Yep.
Yeah, you've never done that before. You got to wait and see what happens. Yeah.
Except for luckily, the industry I work in was a sod industry, so it was still. We didn't shut the grass down. It kept growing, so
it's a good thing. They decided that we were an essential use, and we had some of the best sales.
Yeah, which was actually lucky. I mean, I don't know who wasn't essential use if Carolina Fresh and Rolling Hills were.
And we had, it was unbelievable. Mm. I mean, people come in. Look at it, I want 20 of those, didn't ask what they were, how much they were, nothing.
Don't even care.
They didn't. I got to fix my yard. Well, they hadn't looked at a yard in 20 years.
But we're still seeing increased sales, even as today. In August, we were way up in August, which is
You said unusual. You were having a good August.
We've been working really hard, but it was actually a nice August. Heading into, which is one of our September, October's, I wouldn't say two of our bigger months, but it is very busy.
It's kind of weird right now. I mean, I got people asking me who to get for work, and honestly, I don't know. Mm. There's so many people running around now that I have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
It's only been a year.
Yeah, it's changing of the guard kind of with some new people coming in and some old people retiring and moving on.
It's kind of.
But lawn care is not like it used to be around Rock Hill. It used to be, I don't know, banks and everything just looked prestigious. And now it just don't look that way. I think after 08, people just stopped spending extra money on
a lot of things. That was it. Because 08, we came close to biting the bullet then. 07, we had the worst freeze in the Southeast.
And then you had that housing market thing.
Well, no, and 08, we had water restrictions.
Oh, yeah.
09's when the housing market hit here. We were later than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to a thing on, I don't remember what channel last night, some news program. Said, well, the recession of 09, it didn't hit here till 2012. So we had three more years than other people.
Lagged a little bit.
And we finally started coming out of it in 15. So.
Boy, we sound like we're intelligent, man. We're pulling up some stuff.
We do. We are smart. Alex, but we're smart.
Hey, we got our own radio show.
Okay, we'll be right back to the Cardinals Fits.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the
At Rustic Roots Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
To the gardener's bench.
Oh yeah, man. Some Neil Diamond. Journey to Neil Diamond, man. We're covering it here. So my dad had a in his car, he always had a Neil Diamond's Greatest Hits cassette. So I used to love playing that. So
it bled into me
loving Neil Diamond, and
I think I did too.
Actually going to see him twice. We took our parents one time, but it was really, I would call it a religious experience seeing him, like just like that song was right there. Awesome.
I had a live album, 33 album.
Oh, yeah.
Two part. And on the back of
Hot August Night
was commercials.
Oh, really?
I can't think if it was Barry Manilow or who it was. I still got it. But,
I thought you were talking about Neil Diamond.
I'm stuck on Band-Aid. Band-Aid stuck on me.
Oh, funny.
He wrote all these commercials.
Oh, really?
And somebody else recorded a lot of them, but he wrote them.
That's what's funny about a lot of artists. They write stuff for other people, and they're talented and do their own thing, but they also have helped a lot of other people.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's almost like they just trade stuff back and forth.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're friends. I mean, that's kind of nice way to do it.
And you get to, you ever get around some of them, it's amazing what nice people they are.
Yeah.
You never would believe it if you saw me.
Talent is incredible.
Yeah. And my dad used to say that Porter Wagoner kept Dolly Parton under wrap for years.
Yeah.
He had her under contract.
Yeah.
Back then, she didn't know what a contract was.
Yeah, good people.
Yep. Anyway, it seems as always is doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy's
Centipede
Fescue. What he's thinking about getting rid of the fescue, but he said it looks so good right now, you're not gonna mess with it.
Yeah, if you have Zoysia or even Bermuda centipede, you can actually apply an iron treatment. Kind of like ironite, but we carry a 6-1-11 iron, and that will give it a little bit of color going into the fall. It's not going to be growing anymore. I mean, those of you who've been mowing your yard twice a week and all that, that's over because cool air, cool nights. It doesn't like 59 at night. That's the signals a clear stop. If you remember back in the spring, I kept saying, you know, it needs to be warm at night to green up, 70 at night. So, you know, that's. It sure does grow when it's growing, but
we did.
It comes to a stop.
We started out with it hardly mowing it at all because it's so dry, and then when it started raining, and we were cutting it sometimes three times.
Yeah,
I mean it was.
If he had time to do that, he could have done it three times for sure.
It was amazing, and now Tommy's kind of he's cutting it right now. I'm not paying somebody to do it, but he wants to see how much he can do. Yeah, we never had this opportunity in the last many years.
I mowed grass for. I mow my own grass now and still piddle around with stuff. But I've mowed grass for 40 years. It seems like now. So more than that, I guess. If I mowed my dad's and
you were mowing grass when I met you,
picked up a little contract. It was always therapeutic for me, you know, especially once I.
You were already at the golf course then.
Once I got enough money to get my own big mower, it was better than walking something. But sit on there and just ride and be outside and think about things. And
well, you like us. You lived at a mobile home too.
Yeah.
Have to get there.
Contemplate life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm getting my deck redone.
Oh, yeah, okay. Next week.
Now, that's been an adventure.
Well, I need to get the name of that because my parents need their deck redone. So as soon as your guy gets done, I need to get that. So,
well, mine's a little different. It's 35 feet long and 10 feet wide.
Oh, okay.
So it's big.
Yeah.
And most of them look at it, shake their head, get back to the truck and leave.
Oh, really? Funny.
They'll do a 14 by 14.
That's more like my parents' deck.
Okay, there's Matthew, and we're not going to run over this time. We'll be right back to the garden. Woo!
with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us. CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
The Motor Inn. Watch out, price for flight.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench.
Man, I think Matt stole my Pandora playlist over here.
Yeah, he's on a roll today.
I was at go ahead, Matt. Sorry.
No, motoring.
Motoring.
Sister Christian.
Yeah.
Night
that's
Ranger.
Right. That's right. Interesting tidbit about that song. The drummer wrote it, and his sister's name was Kristen. And the singer, Tommy, who's the singer? Another guitarist, whatever. Can't think of his name now. When he was singing it Christian. And then the drummer's like, hey, my sister's name is Kristen. He said, yeah, but this sounds better, Christian, so we're changing it. He's like, but my sister's name is Kristen. He's like,
I don't care.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
It's my band.
It's a good song.
You went number
one. Yeah, it is
one,
a good song. Yes, I took Lillian to play at his golf tournament in Columbia Country Club a couple weeks ago, and I was loading up her stuff in the car, and this guy was looking on my truck. I have these stickers, Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, one other one, AC/DC, and he said, man, that thing looks like my Pandora playlist on the back of your truck. So I guess a lot of people my age are, it's good music.
You're getting old.
Yeah. I feel good today, man.
I am old. You're getting old.
I don't feel like 57 and a half.
You'll have some days that are better than others.
Yeah, I feel like at least 56 today. I feel younger than that.
I told you Rhonda was going to the beach. I left out the best part.
Yeah, what's that? That we're doing a gardener's bench from your house?
No, it's her and her sisters and our 90-year-old mother.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to the beach because her mother wants to go out on one of the gambling ships.
Oh, my gosh. That's I didn't all know they had those down there.
I guess they do.
They go out so far out of
they have
the
to go out,
United States territory.
They got to go 12 miles out.
So, that's funny.
Yeah. But they pack up and they don't do anything until they get in.
Is this a day trip thing or something?
Yeah. International water.
How old is her mama?
90. It's on her bucket list. That's what I was told.
And so Rhonda, I want to take your inheritance out here, and I want to see if we can make some money.
I was not invited.
Women only.
I'm going to have to put a lock at the bank, I have a feeling.
Yeah. Lock your car down. They can do that thing where there's only so much money each day comes out. So.
But anyway.
Well, that's cool, man.
They leave Thursday morning and coming back Sunday.
Man. So what time are we having a party at your house?
I mean, I don't know.
We need to get together a band.
We need to work on that. We can do that.
I don't know where we park everybody. I guess we'll just park it on the Zoysia.
Yeah, we can get Night Ranger.
Yeah.
Nah, not on the Zoys. We're parking.
Zoys would be fine.
Parking in the back or on the side.
Your road's too busy out front to park.
Yeah, put it on your Zoys, and then we can replace it with sod.
I know where we can get it.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Yeah, we do know where we can get some sod, don't
That's
we?
That's right. So today we are open from 8 to 2 o'clock. Many happy people are there right now, ready to wait on you. Tony and Stig and my buddy Jarvis and a couple other young men. And we have all the seed you need, seed, fertilizer, lime. It's a good time to do a soil test. If you haven't done your soil test, bring it in. You can go ahead and do your aerating, seeding, and fertilizing, and the soil test will tell you how much lime you need to add or anything else. So don't wait on the soil test because it takes about 3 weeks. But you can go ahead and do it.
If you're going to do it, go ahead and do it now.
Timing is a good thing. So if you have a really shady yard, trees and stuff, you need to go ahead and do it now because once the leaves start coming down, you'll be fighting a lot of problems. So shady yards, and if you have your own irrigation, do it now.
Now, I was telling you, we're getting ready to do our deck. We're putting tricks down for the floor.
Okay.
It's going to be a little more expensive than I planned, but less than I budgeted. So we're
here.
But we've got a – you've never been in the back, I don't think. Mm-hmm. We've got a Japanese maple that's huge off that deck.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. Tommy pruned it up the other day, and it looks awesome.
Oh, wow.
But
Tommy does know how to prune.
So. He does. He
that's very talented.
He
doesn't prune like I do. I go in there with a thing. Go,
no.
He's in there.
Individual
Tommy's in there.
Pruning.
2 hours later, still cutting little
that's
limbs.
Right. If you want to, if you need something pruned, now's the time to do it. Mm-hmm. To do it real lightly. We don't want to go cutting them in half.
And you know what? Now the time is. To get them in.
That's true.
And get them growing.
Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
There it is.
Since 1985.
How about that? That's good. That's good. I like your voice.
I thought
crescendo you did there.
I thought people were going to jump all over and steal it, but they started and then they quit. I never had it patented or anything like that. We thought about it, but if somebody used it, people would think of us. We need to
put the sod out and get it growing.
Get it in and get it growing. And it is planting time, but
it is.
Like Mr. Director was saying earlier, we probably need a little bit of rain before you get too carried away.
Yeah.
Or you got to do a lot of watering.
Do a lot of watering. I enjoy watering in my backyard. I was telling somebody it's kind of maybe more therapy for me back out in the backyard, just watering things.
Believe it or not, it is.
I cut music on, go out there.
Tommy and I both get just sitting.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of lowers your stress level.
Yeah, it does. You know?
And
I love hearing the cicadas. Our old friendly cicadas are around still. Probably about to go away, I guess.
Yeah.
But in August is the best time to hear them. And
about everything.
Not those Martian cicadas we had earlier in the year.
The infiltrators.
Yeah.
When we redo the deck, we're also putting in a handicap ramp.
Okay.
That was not on my agenda, but it was on Tommy and Rhonda.
Yeah. Well,
and guess what? It was on Rhonda, so that was the end of the discussion.
Well, that'd be all right to have, man.
That even if I don't need it, somebody
else
might.
Yeah, well, shoot, to be honest with you, I don't mind walking up a ramp like that. It's a little bit easier than climbing up stairs. Have a zigzag or just one, Bri?
Going straight out to a landing and turn right into the parking lot.
Boom. Yep.
Okay.
Get wild.
Now we're jamming now. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Gotta go get my hair cut.
That's what you're gonna do today?
Yep.
What? Random, okay.
We're back to the
just
garden.
Just say random things. Hey, this has been like a multi-subject show. Every show, we usually have to title it, and Matt and Steven will talk about it, but I have no clue.
It's been a potpourri today. Economics.
Yeah. Economic potpourri.
Steve's party. Steve's
can
ramp.
Can Steven spell potpourri if we put it on there?
We'll try.
Steven can do a lot of
spell check.
Steven can do a lot of different
spell check a thing, tell a thing.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right, I'm going to get my hair cut. I'm going to get my pedicure this morning.
Are you getting a pedicure? Well, one the other day, too, man.
I've been getting them.
Real men get pedicures.
I don't care if they do or not. I just feel so good.
It feels so good, and it's really hard to cut your toenails when you get older.
I can't do it.
I can't reach down there. I can't see.
The bad part is I can do the left foot, but I can't do the right foot.
Oh, funny. Yeah, that's funny.
And with my little disability makes it even worse. But then
you're not doing that. You got to go to two different places for that, right?
Mm.
Same place.
Oh,
doing
for a haircut. Yeah.
Yeah. You going to trim that beard?
I'm going to cut it off, but not anytime soon.
Oh, okay. You ought to leave it. Rhonda, trim it up for winter, I guess.
Rhonda doesn't like it.
She don't?
Said it makes me look old.
Why don't you do like a mustache and goatee.
That's too much work.
Or just a mustache.
Yeah.
The reason I got the beard.
Straight mustache across there.
The reason I got the beard is I'm too lazy to shave.
Well, looking at Matt, he's got a good beard, man. I'm the only one that don't have a beard. I'll never have one. I can't grow hair right there. Okay. It's not going to happen. So.
Okay.
Well, we're good. So come on out. Like I said, we're open 8 to 2 o'clock at Carolina Fresh Farms. We'd love to have you come out and see what all we got.
And we'll see you next week. On the radio.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.